We often hear concerns about shrinking koala populations in large parts of Australia, but in some areas their numbers have exploded, causing overpopulation and horrible cases of starvation. One method to alleviate their suffering is to move them, but is relocation in the animals' best interests? New study near the Great Ocean Road in Victoria has found it's giving one group of vulnerable koalas a new lease on life. David Sparks reports.
For tourists at Cape Otway in southwest Victoria, koalas are one of the main attractions. On this stretch of the Great Ocean Road, tour operator Mark Kinnemonth says plenty of international visitors managed to spot a koala nestled on the branches of a tree.
Oh, just blown away that they've actually sighted one in the wild. Some of them have seen them in a zoo or sort of wildlife place. It's an animal they want to tick off their list. It's coming to Australia. Pretty keen to get a photo.
But koalas in parts of Cape Otway have had their problems. In some areas, their favourite food, the manna gum tree, was so abundant their numbers soared, climbing so high that many of the trees were stripped of their foliage and started to die. Researcher Desley Wisson from Deakin University says the koalas began starving.
Government responded with welfare checks of the population and euthanizing any animals in really poor condition. But that in itself doesn't solve the problem.
She says koalas couldn't control their own population numbers to match the amount of food available.
Leave it alone and the population will increase again. So we decided that we needed to implement a management strategy that involved both fertility control and translocation of some individuals to try to bring that population down to a sustainable density.
So a Victorian government trial moved 36 koalas from the Cape Otway area, relocating them 90 kilometres east to an area near Aries Inlet.
We really didn't have much idea as to whether translocated koalas would survive that process.
The transferred koalas were monitored, along with 24 that hadn't been moved.
The ones that we moved actually ended up doing a lot better than the ones that stayed behind. So they improved in their body condition, their body mass increased. You know, survival of that group was the same as survival of the ones that stayed behind. So our conclusion there was that translocation is actually a good option for these koalas.
Desley Wisson and fellow researcher Emily Hines from EcoPlan Australia believe the successful relocation trial should be replicated with more koalas.
It's been happening since the 1920s, having high density of koalas that have needed to be managed by the government. The koalas are already existing there in a human-affected environment, so there is sort of agricultural land and then, you know, patches of koala trees. Yeah, and these koalas had been introduced there from French Island, but it is still, you know, part of their natural range.
It is something we have a responsibility for as humans, and it's not just purely nature.
Yeah, definitely.
That's Emily Hines from EcoPlan Australia speaking there with reporter David Sparks.